This is Fresh Air. Kendrick Lamar's single Luther, a duet with SZA from his latest album, GNX, has spent several weeks at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The track features a sample of Luther Vandross's beloved 1982 rendition of If This World Were Mine, a song originally written by Marvin Gaye and first recorded by Gaye and Tammy Terrell in 1967. Rock critic Ken Tucker has been revisiting all three versions and shares his thoughts on why this song continues to resonate across generations.
If this world were mine.
Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. Fa, 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 fa.
With the song Luther, Kendrick Lamar stakes his claim as that rare thing, a great hip-hop ballad singer. Lamar samples Luther Vandross's If This World Were Mine. That's Vandross's croon you heard in the opening music, with Kendrick singing and rapping his own love lyric all around it. In the context in which this song appears on Lamar's album GNX, Luther serves as a soothing interlude, a bit of intimacy on a collection more often characterized by boasting and aggression. The way Lamar invites SZA to join him as a singing partner here, it's obvious he's steeped in the soul music tradition of a song that was a hit 5 years before he was born.
If it was up to me,
okay, now let's hear what Kendrick Lamar loved about that 1982 Luther Vandross single. Luther is at his swooniest here, his voice pouring out a sweet syrup that swirls around Cheryl Lynn's tart, vinegary vocal. Not widely known for his duets, Vandross is at once generous and completely commanding here. When he sings the words, "If this world were mine," you kind of wish God would just hand him the keys.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees, and your love beside me. That would be all I need. If this world were I'd give you anything.
If this world were mine, I would make you a king with wealth untold. You could have anything if this world were.
Kendrick Lamar's verses in Luther are about the promises he makes to a troubled woman he loves, assuring her that her life will get better with him. The author of If This World Were Mine is Marvin Gaye, whose own lyric in 1967 describes a dreamier scenario than Lamar's, as we might expect from one of the great romantics in pop history. Where Lamar speaks of flowers of love that struggle to grow through the cracks of tough city streets, Gaye creates for Tammy Terrell an easier world of bright sunshine and illuminating moonlight. The exquisite delicacy of the singing conveys the atmosphere in which such beauty can flourish.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers.
wealth untold. You could have anything if this world were mine.
This duet with Tammy Terrell isn't as famous as others of theirs, such as Ain't No Mountain High Enough or You're All I Need to Get By. In fact, this song was the B-side of another hit, If I Could Build My Whole World Around You. But listening to If This World Were Mine, you can hear why first Luther Vandross and then Kendrick Lamar wanted to make sure we never forgot the shimmering beauty of its majestic melody and its hopeful sentiment.
Ken Tucker is Fresh Air's rock critic. He reviewed Kendrick Lamar's song Luther from his latest album GNX and two versions of the song it samples. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, Melinda French Gates talks with me about her new book, The Next Day, which reflects on motherhood, grief, philanthropy, and life after divorce. Gates is the former co-chair of the Gates Foundation and founder of Pivotal Ventures, which is focused on advancing women and families. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air.
This world can grieve, flowers grow. Heartache, she only do what she know. Weekends get a popping on the low. Better days coming for sure. If it was up to me, I wouldn't get it. Nobody's no sympathy. I'll take away.
Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Nyakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.
If it was up to me,